Sovereign, the person or body having independent and supreme authority. Webster's New International Dictionary, 2nd edition, 1953, page 2406. In other words, a sovereign is not accountable to higher authority. The Constitution for the United States of America, preamble, acknowledges the people as the creators of the United States of America. A people is sovereign. Preamble. With the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. There is nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the created entity to commandeer its creator. The USA is specifically restricted, Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution, of certain rights, shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Note well. In legal proceedings, only identify yourself as a people. Never identify yourself as a citizen, person, or sovereign citizen. A people, that is, a sovereign, is the independent and supreme authority. A citizen is a subject, that is, a slave to higher authority. Amendment 14. Sect. 1. All persons born or naturalized in the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. Remember, you are foremost a people. But you can be a citizen for some purposes, and are not a citizen for other purposes. The choice is yours to decide any time, whenever you wish. As one of the people, you have all natural rights. You are entitled to all the rights which formerly belonged to the king by his prerogative, so long as you do not encroach on the sovereignty of another. You are outside and above the Constitution. Not all of the Bill of Rights, first 10 amendments of Constitution, apply to citizens. Civil rights are actually Roman civil law, that is, civil privileges defined by statute for the citizens.